Welcome back to Mountain Money. We have as our guest in studio Scott Goldberg, who is with a company called Right Gift. Right Gift is a software created for nonprofits to register for their things they need. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, as we start to learn about Right Gift, I understand that it really provides a service to nonprofits. Let's start with a little overview of what that service is.
Yep. So it's a free platform for wish lists. Basically, nonprofits of every kind have things they need, things that people drop off on a daily basis. Kind of think about like the Christian Center here. People drop stuff off, and those are called in-kind donations. And so we're a platform to create wish lists online that nonprofits can then, you know, curate and get the items they need directly from donors.
And one of the first things we noticed on your website, it says Right Gift is on a mission and you are a for-profit benefit corporation.
Yeah.
And we looked that up. We're like, what is a benefit corporation?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, anybody can be a benefit corporation. Our mission is to serve the nonprofit community. So we're for-profit in the sense that we make money by getting a commission from the sales that are made. So it's an affiliate program. It's free to the nonprofit and it's free to the donor. So we're not charging the nonprofit anything. We're not charging the donor anything. It's an affiliate program we have with our online retailers to get a commission on items that are purchased off the wish list. So just a simple example, we work with in the area, 4th Street Clinic in Salt Lake, where my wife is actually the medical director, and the United Way of Salt Lake and the Road Home. So they have wish lists for items they need. You've got 4th Street Clinic up right here. And 4th Street Clinic just has a list of, this is their website that we're looking at right now, but they have things that they need on a daily basis, things for their community, right? So when you go on to their wish list, you see things that the homeless community and their patients need. If you click view wish list, you can kind of get into it and see, you know, things like Nalgene bottles, simple things like toilet paper, backpacks. And we have a connection, Right Gift builds a connection between what you see on this wish list and the online retailer. So lip balm, for instance, this is something that people don't generally bring to 4th Street Clinic and drop off. This is a list of things that 4th Street Clinic really wants to provide their patients. And so we have a connection to Target in this instance, and Target pays us a commission on the purchase. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody because, you know, obviously the nonprofit doesn't want to spend money on something like Right Gift, and the donor certainly doesn't want to be charged a fee for buying these items for the clinic.
So I'm looking right here at men's Dry Tech crew socks, a six-pack. That's $12.99 from Target. If I went to Target, it would be $12.99?
Correct. Yeah, it's no different in price. Now,
no markup.
No markup. Zero markup. Yeah, and in fact, as we go along and create more scale, we'll be able to get, you know, better prices for the donors.
So I was going to go online and register KPCW because we are a profit.
Not-for-profit.
Yeah, exactly.
Station.
Yeah, you should.
And I thought, well, you know, we need a new soundboard, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that cost about $8,000. But I'm guessing
right.
You don't have the relationship with the retailer yet for the audio equipment.
There is not a use case almost that we don't have. So if you look at like United Way of Salt Lake, for instance, they're using it for their upcoming, I think it's called Power of Your Purse. Mm-hmm. It's a gala on October 3rd to support STEM classes for young women. And what we're doing is we've got a wish list with them. It's at the very bottom.
Right here.
Yeah. If you go down to the wish list. Yeah. So, this is like luxury items, golf clubs, purses from Neiman Marcus. You know, these are items that you as a donor, let's say you can't go to the event, but you want to contribute to it in some way, you could buy this purse for the event. They auction it off at the event, and then obviously the money goes to the charity. We have a connection to hundreds of online retail stores, so there's really not a use case that we can't address. A soundboard, I can't say for sure if we have a soundboard, but we most likely do. And a high-ticket item like that is something we're building into the platform. We're going to have crowdfunding for very high-ticket items. So if you wanted to buy, like, I think of Nuzzles and Company up here. You know, they have needs like large tractors and things like that for their property. I might not buy a $10,000 tractor from Home Depot, but maybe you, me, and five other people would want to contribute to that. So crowdfunding for high ticket items is something we're going to be building.
How do you handle the tax letter implication? I mean, people obviously are generous, but they also would like to get the deduction if they can.
Yeah. So today, the way it's done is each nonprofit has the ability to customize a thank you message to the donor. So you can put all the information you want to within your thank you note. That's something that we're going to start handling directly over time. But today, you as the donor have to contact the nonprofit directly and kind of do it the way you traditionally would, and then show them your receipt and you get the deduction back that way. I think it's to be determined as we kind of go forward in new tax laws whether people actually end up doing that and itemizing it that way. So I think we'll see how that plays out. The other thing is each state actually has unique laws when it comes to things like nonprofit donations. So Utah, it can be tax-free. So we have to build those elements into the platform still where we auto-detect that, oh, you're buying this from Utah, you're a Utah resident, and we can just eliminate the tax that way. But it's interesting because things like, shipping, and there's a lot of deductions that the retailer takes off automatically. So Target for purchases over $35 eliminates things like shipping, and we pass that through automatically as well.
Well, can we back up a few steps? Yeah. I'm looking at your team here on your website, and I was telling Roger earlier, I said, I don't think anyone's over the age of 35 on this team. So how did you guys get started? What's your experience? I mean, it looks like the classic story that you hear about a bunch of millennials who want to get together and start a business and be entrepreneurial, but yet do good at the same time.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think it's a trend that is, it's a great trend that we're seeing in impact investing, social investing. I think a lot of investors and kind of people in traditional sort of finance, venture capital, private equity, technology fields, I think there's this feeling for whatever reason right now in the times we're living in that if I can use my background and expertise to do something positive at the same time, that's great. And that's sort of this world of impact investing. We're right now in a kind of friends and family and self-funded mode. But the sort of friends and family investors that we have are all of that mindset of if I can use my investment money to also do something good. And that kind of goes back to your original question of being a benefit corp, right? So we're a business that also has a mission to do good. As far as our backgrounds, literally all of us have technology backgrounds, pure technology backgrounds. And, you know, same thing for us. I think we feel like if we can take our knowledge of how the tech space works and apply it to the nonprofit world in a positive way, everybody's all the better for it.
Do you actually facilitate physical in-kind donations as well? For example, if I look at that list and there's something on that list that I have in my garage that I don't want.
Yeah, I mean, and we don't facilitate that, but you absolutely can do that. This is just an additional way of giving, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can give cash, you can do it through something like RightGift, you can bring it from your home. If we're expanding the giver pool in our own little way, we're really happy about that.
And when did you guys start?
So the story is probably a little bit longer than we have time for. But
got 2 minutes, Scott.
Yeah. So we really got started kind of this past April latest round of it. The original vision going back 5-6 years was actually to create kind of a universal wedding and baby registry where instead of having a Neiman Marcus wish list, you could have a universal wish list that had all of the items from any store you wanted. We were contacted out of the blue by a nonprofit in Austin called Operation Blue Santa. They ran a camp. We didn't even know that we could support that type of use case, but we did it for the holiday season about 5-6 years ago, and it just exploded. It did really, really well. We kind of shelved it because we weren't sure that there could actually be a business built around that, but we kind of picked it back up this spring and really realized like there's actually a need here and something that we can do.
And you have several nonprofits on here. How many so far?
We've got 81 signed up. When a wish list is fulfilled, it comes off the community. You see a bunch of active wish lists on our community page right now on rightgift.com, and we have 81 that are signed up.
What's the geographic spread?
All over the country. Yeah, all over the country. So we support any nonprofit basically anywhere in the world. But yeah, all over the country. I think the best example that we've seen so far, we're really, really excited about, Alternatives for Girls, that you have in front of you right there. It's an organization in Detroit serving young homeless women. They've had two different donations of $3,600 and $2,700. So they're on, they now have four wish lists going. They've got a Halloween wish list. And it's great because we're exposing a nonprofit in Detroit to givers way outside of that region. And that's, you know, makes us really happy.
30 seconds left. What else do you want our listeners to know?
Go to rightgift.com. That's the biggest thing, I think, and check it out for yourself. I'm also going to be at the Utah Nonprofit Association annual gala tomorrow, or annual conference, I'm sorry, tomorrow, all day. So if any nonprofit folks are listening and are going to be at that conference, I'm going to be there and would love to talk to you about RightGift. It's free to sign up. There's no contracts or commitments. Give it a try.
Right on. Scott Goldberg with RightGift, rightgift.com. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not Money. We'll be right back.